So in terms of my current role, I'm an associate lawyer, which basically means I started with McMillan during my second year at Osgoode as a summer student. I went back to do my articles, which is similar to, I guess, residency in medical school for 1 year, and then I became an associate last year, and I just recently became a second year associate. I practice in the financial services group, which is banking, so McMillan represents a lot of the big banks, some of whom are, two of whom are sitting here. And we also work for borrowers. So Bay Street generally, I guess to take a step back, generally everything on Bay Street revolves around corporate law and business. So all of our clients are large corporations, and we do all kinds of corporate work for them, from litigation all the way to mergers and acquisitions, and help them get loans. So that's the part where I come in, where I negotiate loans on behalf of either the bank or on behalf of a corporation. And that involves, if any of you has bought a house and got a mortgage, you understand how a mortgage works on a house. And so it's a similar concept, but spread out on a corporation which has millions of dollars worth of assets and has a balance sheet. So it involves a lot of sort of due diligence and that kind of work around what kind of a loan the bank can lend to a corporate enterprise. So that's the kind of work we do at a high level. What I specifically do as an associate is a lot of, there's quite a bit of drafting, a lot of negotiation. The higher the level gets, the more expertise you require. So a lot of times there'll be like a partner or a senior associate on a file. We'll do a lot of the high level sort of drafting of a term sheet and the basic terms of the contract. And then as a junior associate, I'll do some of the more detailed drafting. And also a large part of what I do as a lawyer, which was very surprising to me, is just project management, which is making sure everything happens at the right time. You'd be surprised how many, in one loan, there's hundreds of documents that are often involved. And so you're keeping track of all of those documents, making sure everyone's communicating. And as an associate, that ends up being a major part of what I do. So I think that's
great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure. So hello everybody. It is definitely an honor to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I do work at CIBC. I work at in a branch, so I'm sure you're aware that CIBC is a large company. But I work in a location which is at University in King. I graduated from York in 2010 with the public policy and management degree. And yes, I am in banking, which is a completely different field from which I studied, but it's been good. I started out as a CSR, which is a customer service rep, with the organization, which is starting at the core. Then I went on to be a financial services representative, and now I'm a senior financial services rep. In terms of what I do, it's really just fulfilling customers' needs, so it's identifying the needs of the customers and finding the right products to actually fulfill those needs. You'll see it says securities, CIBC Securities Inc. That's only because I do sell securities, meaning investments. So after leaving here, I also did my mutual funds course, which means that's the only way I can sell securities. In a nutshell, it's really just from day-to-day banking right up to investments, mortgages, everything that that has to do with banking, that's what I do.
Great, thank you. Randy?
Thank you, Hema. My name is Randy Williamson. I am absolutely delighted to be here. This is the second time I've actually been in this room for an event like this. A few years ago, I spoke at another event like this. I, among other things, I will be working for you in a few years when you graduate from York, because among other things, I also chair the alumni board for York University. So I'm really happy to be here to look out at 30 or 40 of my fellow alums in a year or two or three's time. I work at a law firm as well. The firm I work with is called Aird & Burliss. Like McMillan, we're a full-service business law firm. So we do most everything that a business could need in its business activities, whether it's banking services, like we just heard, M&A activities, whether you're buying or selling a business, financing a new business, various joint venture arrangements, partnership arrangements, all kinds of interactions between companies and businesses. My specific role, we'll get into it in one of the subsequent questions, but my specific role is a little different than most lawyers. I have spent less than 6 or 7 years, in fact, practicing as a lawyer. I've spent most of my career in business. I've had two stints where I've been working at a law firm, but I've spent most of my career in business. So as a result, most of my activities involve providing strategic advice to various business clients of our firm. The kind of advice I typically provide is for entrepreneurial-owned businesses. I owned a series of businesses in the 90s and the last decade. So I spend most of my time helping mid-sized business owners, typically private companies, not publicly traded businesses, but private companies that are making significant strategic decisions about their business. And so I do that on behalf of the firm's clients. Most of them are clients that I tend to attract to the firm because of the circles that I tend to spend my time in. So most of my job is to help these companies think about the big issues around their business. What direction do we take it in? How do we sell it, if that's what's appropriate? How do we finance the next stage of growth? What kind of relationships should we have with our competitors or with our suppliers? How do we enter new markets? Etc. I do spend a significant bit of my time on two other specific areas. One is in the renewable energy space and the clean technology area. It's an area that I decided to focus on when I came back to Bay Street 6 or 7 years ago. And then as well, I spend a fair bit of time. Our firm has a significant interest and business dealings in India. And so I, on behalf of the firm, I spend a fair bit of my time involved in Indian matters. So that's what I do. I was in India in November last year.
Thank you. Mark?
Yeah, hi. Again, I think I echo my panelists here and thrilled to be here. I was actually just thinking the last time I was in this room, it wasn't for anything academic. It was actually a res party that we were trying to crash. And I don't remember too many details about it. Probably speaks a little bit about how the night went. But yeah, so you guys are definitely on the right path, because like I said, I never did attend any of these networking events during my undergrad. So I want to thank you guys for taking this time and let you know that you're definitely doing something right. A little bit about myself, I'm a business analyst at Scotiabank, was called Scotia Capital before, but they did some rebranding. So basically, I mean, in very layman terms, I work in the market risk management section of the bank. So basically, the money that you guys deposit into the bank, I guess it's my job to make sure that it's secure. So when you go back to take out that cash, make sure that the bank isn't doing any funny business with your cash deposits. So the way we do that, without friends like our lawyer friends, is we make sure that the regulations, both on a provincial, OSFI, I don't know if you guys are finance, but OSFI, Basel, these are some of the international regulators and national and provincial international regulators that kind of set a set of rules for banks and what they can do and what they can't do. And then it's our job to make sure that the bank's complying with those regulations. It's definitely a growing area in Scotia for sure, but across the financial sector, if you pay close attention to the financial sector, you'll realize that risk management, compliance, is definitely a growing area. I guess we could get into a little bit about my day-to-day jobs throughout the rest of the panel, but that's kind of just a high level of what it